It was out of the bright lights and back to the campaign trail today in New Hampshire for the candidates for the Democratic nomination for president. Last night's televised debate didn't produce many surprises or a clear winner. There were no major attacks or gaffes. So the focus of the campaigns returns to the diners, chili feeds, and town hall meetings that the New Hampshire primary is famous for. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
A televised debate may help voters around the country make up their minds, but the people in New Hampshire demand a little more. David Opry from Concord says he didn't even watch the debate last night. Why would he, when he gets to meet most of the candidates in person?
You get to know them more on a personal basis, yeah, so that it's just, you don't feel like just another statistic.
Each candidate today was trying for that personal touch. John Kerry, who's leading in many polls, took off his tie, strapped on the L.L. Bean boots, and went before veterans in Manchester. Many of the people attending said they liked Kerry's presidential style. They thought he had a good chance of beating Mr. Bush, but they didn't have the kind of passionate connection with the man that many of the other candidates inspire. So Kerry abandoned his standard policy speech and started to tell stories about his life, about serving in Vietnam, about an emotional visit to the American soldiers' graves on the bluffs above Normandy. He pumped up the crowd, railing against drug companies and special interests.
It is time for us to get angry out of our seats, off our chairs, go out and organize and restore real democracy to the United States of America.
While Kerry was trying to get angry, former Governor Howard Dean was taking a more mellow road. He was subdued and serious at a restaurant banquet room in Nashua, his voice still raspy from a cold. Dean got at least the sympathy of the crowd.
Governor Dean, I want to thank you for coming here today, and I just have a simple question. Would you mind if I prayed for you?
No, that'd be great. I appreciate it very much. Thanks. I could use a few of those right now. Thank you.
You're welcome. God, I thank you for...
I didn't know you meant right now, but go ahead. Go ahead.
God, we pray right now for Governor Dean that you would just heal his cold, God, that's going on, and that you just give him just a healing touch, Father. And so, God, we praise you, God, and we thank you for all you've done for us. In your name, amen.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Dean seemed pleasantly surprised, saying that in the 2 years he's been out on the campaign trail, it's never happened before. Kate McLaughlin from Nashua says she's now seen all the candidates, and the Democrats owe a lot to Dean.
He's a real medical doctor. He breathed life back into the Democratic Party. They were all laying back, afraid to say things. He came out and he said them.
That being said, she's voting for Kerry. She says he's the guy who can beat President Bush. Meanwhile, on a factory floor in Concord, New Hampshire, John Edwards was also going for the personal connection that helped him place second in Iowa. Unlike the policy-focused speeches of the other candidates, Edwards liked to riff on the personal pet peeves of many voters: high credit card rates, HMOs, and those flashy ads on television for prescription drugs.
Have you all seen these ads? You know who ends up paying for them, don't you? Who? You do. Of course you do. Every time you go to the pharmacy. So we were trying to do something about, you know, the... put some limits on them, but the truth is, all those things the drug companies were against, so they all came out.
Few of the candidates bothered to even reference the debate last night, except Senator Joe Lieberman. At a bagel shop this morning, he shook hands and took compliments from his supporters on his performance. After the debate, Lieberman said that last night was a turning point for the campaign.
I believe this was my best debate, and I think it's going to start the kind of popular uprising that occurred in Iowa against the then front runner here in New Hampshire.
There are still a significant number of people who say they will not decide on a candidate until the very end. The candidates have packed schedules here all this weekend. There are still a few unshaken hands in this state. Robert Smith, NPR News, Manchester.